Yes, it is at 10:15, midweek racing out at Canterbury, and joining us is Greg Carmody out there. Greg, we've had a run of dry weather.
We have, Andrew, yeah. It's very, very strange. I think we'd get some spring rain, but no, we haven't.
That's right. So this track, have you done a little bit of watering?
Yeah, done a little bit yesterday, Andrew, just to keep it where it was at a good 4. Penno today was 4.78 and yesterday was 4.8.
Okay, so it's in good shape. And the rail's back into the true?
Back into the true. Our last meeting 3 weeks ago was in true, but they put a set of trials on me. And I went out to 9 metres, and given the 3 week break, I just went back to true. So, okay. Yeah, we're back in the true again.
Righto, so it was out at 9 for those trials, but back into the true today. So it's true for the race meetings.
That's it.
All right, thanks a lot, Greg.
No worries, Andrew.
Greg Carmody out there at Canterbury. Paul Joyce is heading out there today with the first at 1:25. Morning to you, Paul.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Late call up to get out to the races. You know you've got a good job when you get a call in the morning and say, do you mind going to the races on a day like this? It is just a terrific day. And some good form races, obviously. A few fringe carnival horses there again. So we're really looking forward to it.
And we've got Ray Hickson from Racing New South Wales. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Morning, Paul. Tough gig there, mate. I'm sure you'll cope. Yeah, you're right. Look, we'll probably see a couple of fringe carnival horses put their hands up here today, and looking forward to it.
And Andrew Giorgio's got the prices from Tab as well. Morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Benz. Good morning, boys. Some nice activity across the card here at Canterbury, and they haven't been shy to chime into one in the first either.
All right, well, let's jump straight into it. The Holler at Darley Handicap. Take us through the race.
Not a Biggie is at $23. Kerwin's Lane, 19. Lewis at 7. Way Back When, 5.50. Bungalow Bill, $7.50. Collada, 5. Hostage of War, $17. Parche, $2.30. And Sound Off at $26. Well, it's all the favourite here, guys, for Gary Portelli and Kerryn McAvoy. 2.40 into 2.30 today. But the real story, 3.20 when the market first opened, and they jumped out of trees to take the price.
Yeah, it's an interesting map because there's no speed on paper. I think Bungalow Bill may lead by default. And we've seen Collada intentionally ridden back recently, but he's a horse with speed to go forward if they wanted to. And the rest of them, a couple blinkers first time, Ray Lewis, Way Back When. So not sure what impact that'll have on their racing pattern. So on paper, it looks as though a very muddling run, 15.50. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, it does look like that. I think I saw a tweet this morning from the steward saying that Collada was going to be ridden forward. So that helps us a little bit, but you're right, not a lot. I don't think there's any doubt that number 8, Parche, is potentially the best horse in the race. She just has this little habit of sitting back on the gates and missing the kick, and that might play against her. But I think that you've got to go with her because we're talking about fringe carnival horses. She's one who may well develop into a staying filly, maybe an Oaks type or something, later in the spring, if not next preparation. So, look, she was the best run of the race first up at Warwick Farm the other day behind Just Thinking, who looks a smart horse. And I guess you're betting on whether Kerryn can get it right with the speed. Got to have her on top. I think Bungalow Bill and Collada, 5 and 6, they're the two on paces that we've identified who look like they're going to get the best runs in the race, could be able to control it. I think Collada's probably running out of chances, but he's certainly capable with the form around him. The likes of Yaudashi ran third two starts back. So like, I'm going to go 8 Parche from 5 and 6, and I'll put in number 3 Lewis with the blinkers on for 4th. Paul?
Yeah, look, I'm gambling on the 3 Lewis, 3, 8, 4, 5. Just blinkers first time on a very well-bred Fastnet Rock colt. James McDonald booked to ride. He surprised me a bit on debut. I hadn't seen a lot of him at the trials to suggest he'd run a competitive race on debut, but he wasn't far off them, only just on 2 lengths behind Reformist. And he jumped straight up in trip with those blinkers on. So if it does the trick with him, I think he could run a big race here at a bit of a price. Whereas number 8, Parche, I think now you're really taking rock bottom odds of $2.30. Yes, it was a very good debut off some good trial form into that run. But from the gate, with her racing style we've seen, I think she'll probably get back a touch and she'll just need things to fall her way from there. So I think $2.30 is as skinny as you'd want to take. Number four, Way Back When. He's a colt that's always shown a little bit at the trials. He's also getting the blinkers on first time today. So if that switches him right on, he could certainly win the race. And the five Bungalow Bill looks as though he'll be able to dictate terms, unless Collada sort of really presses that button early. Bungalow Bill probably gets the easy time in front. So I'm going 3, 8, 4, and 5. I think it's a tricky race to open, and we'll be taking it pretty easily.
Righto, Darren Flindell calls all the action. He likes number 8 to beat 3, 4, and 6. 8, 3, 4, and 6 for Darren in race 1. Race 2 is the Headwater at Vinery Handicap. The early scratching of number 5, Dumbrody Power, changed this market. It was in the market before it came out.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. Miss Scorcher is a $4.60 chance here. Dancehall Girl, very popular at the $2.15. Major Wager at $8.50. Sakura, $4.40. Miss Belief at $8.50. And Our Revenue at $14. And the deductions for Dumbrody Power, 10 cents the win, 12 cents the place. Well, it's all Dancehall Girl here. It's about four times as popular as Sakura, who is the next best supported. And outside of that, very little interest in the other runners at this point.
Only the six runners, three on paces and three that'll take the trail. I think Dancehall Girl can lead. Miss Scorcher probably sits outside Dancehall Girl with Major Wager taking the box seat. So Dancehall Girl, the favourite, should lead and find the rails here, right?
Yeah, that looks the way it's going to go. And look, with Dunbrody Power in the race, I wasn't convinced on Dancehall Girl, but with Dunbrody Power out of the race, look, I have to go with her. I think that, yes, she's short enough. She backed up that six-length win back in March with a nice first-up win at the farm all the way over Intrepidations and Liz Doonvarna in a similar sort of race. I guess the thing there is she goes up 2.5 kilos. She could have a little bit of company depending on how the race pans out, but she's the horse to beat. Number one, Miss Scorcher has a decision over subpoenaed over this course last start, which obviously has held up pretty well. And as Paul said, she'll probably lob outside Dancehall Girl. Look, it could be a matter of who's got the best turn of foot over the last 300 metres. Number four, Sakura, probably gets the last look at them. And number three, Major Wager. Notice Adrian Bott suggesting this morning, Andrew, that she'd run a nice race first up. So she does have a stakes placing against her name. But look, I'll with the favourite here with probably less confidence, even though she's going to lead. 2, 1, 4, and 3, Paul.
Yep, I'm with you. 2, 4, 1, 3. I think she will find the front. She's got plenty of early pace. She won that first up race at Warwick Farm without an official trial. Obviously, she was fairly forward, but I'm sure she'll take some fitness out of that win. And in a small field, being in front, Canterbury 1200. When you're the best horse, makes her close to a good thing. The market's probably got it spot on around that $2.15 mark. Sakura, I think she's been trialling well enough to give the favourite a scare. She'll probably have to come from behind Dancehall Girl and run her down, which is always tricky. But that's her racing style. I thought number one, Miss Scorcher, certainly will run another brave race. Obviously got a lump 61 kilos this time after scrambling home against the Peanut. But Ray's already mentioned that form looks good. And number three, Major Wager. You'd think that her grand finals are later in the campaign, but from barrier two, I'm sure she'll get a lovely run, box seating and stick on well. So I'll go 2, 4, 1, 3.
Okay, boxed up numbers similar to Ray Hickson's actually for Darren. 2, 1, 4, and 3. 2, 1, 4, and 3 in that small field, race 2. Race 3, the Everest Carnival Handicap. We learned yesterday it's looking towards a sellout for Everest Day all around October 19 from the ATC, that release coming out yesterday. What's happening in race 3, Andrew?
Yeah, well, we've got Papa Warrior at $4.40. Cock Match at $6.50, Good Stock $7, Vienna Rain $14, Johnny Angel $15, Bollywood $7.50, Astralis at $4, Zensational $26, Nudge $23, Our Girl Snitty at $16, and the one right down the bottom there, St. Covet Spirit, you can have $11 about its chances. Well, the move today, guys, has been for Astralis. Now, it was $4.80 earlier today, into $4 now. And in terms of money held since 9 a.m., does account for about 60% of that early investment. Outside of that, some money for Cock Match and also Vienna Rain at the each-way odds.
Yeah, there's good speed on paper here. Three of the on-pace runners all come from the Waterhouse Bot Stable. So you'd be surprised if they carved each other up. But you've got Cockmatch, Goodstock, Vienna Rain all showing pace. And the other one that gets amongst them probably is Sensational, from what I've seen at the trials from her. I think she'll press on from the wide gate. And then you've got a host of them just lobbing in for the trail in behind. So on paper here, Ray, genuine to fast run 12.50.
Yeah, look, a few of those are drawn out too. So even if they don't want to really attack for the lead, they're still going to do a little bit of work. I'm pretty keen on Astralis, number 10. Been sort of waiting around for this filly to turn up again after that unlucky debut at Randwick a bit over a month ago behind Mandela. We're never going to know whether she would have won that race or not, because she was making a run with the winner and just got completely slammed out of it. She was in the market there too, I think 7 into 650. She had a nice little tick over trial since then, build the confidence back up, drawn nicely. If there's a little bit of speed on, that'll be great. I'm a little surprised it's still $4, to be honest, Paul. So I'm happy to have her on top. Paper Warrior, number one. Now with Chris Waller, used to be Peter and Paul Snowden. Won a trial recently in good style. Has promised a little bit. Hasn't quite delivered yet, but gets his chance. Three Cockmatch has been gelded since that first prep, where his form was a little bit mixed, but his best efforts were when he was able to lead. And number eight, Bollywood. Six race starts for five placings, and she was pretty good first up behind Lakia. So 10 on top from 1, 3 and 8, Paul.
Yeah, I'm with you again. I thought $4 Astralis is good value. 10, 8, 1 and 14. She's a good type as well. She paraded with them in that race at Randwick on debut in a Saturday maiden, and she definitely held her own in the yard, and it was only bad luck that really cut her out from fighting out the finish there when she was hard in the market. So she's obviously got the ability, she's got the looks, she's been kept quiet, had a trial. And as long as mentally she's okay coming through that experience, it wouldn't have been a pleasant one for her to get jammed out like she did in the straight there when in contention. But I think the Team Hawks have done the right thing in just keeping her fresh and giving her a bit of time to get over that run. Number eight, Bollywood. She was big effort last start, wide the trip, stuck on well to hold second spot. If she gets a better run in transit, she may be able to convert all those placings into a win. Number one, Paper Warrior. He's been a bit of a trial star, this horse, but on race day, he tends to find ways to get beaten. And now Chris Waller's got the job of getting the best out of him. I did like his trial with James McDonald aboard, and James sticks for the ride today. So I'm respecting Paper Warrior. And I thought 14 St. Cubitt Spirit could sneak into the money at a bit of a price. She didn't have a lot go right first up. And from barrier one, she could just get that smother in behind them and be produced late. So I'll go 10, 8, 1 and 14.
Completing the trio on Astralis is Darren Flindell. He likes it as well, number 10, to beat 8, 1 and 3. 10, 8, 1 and 3. And Andrew, you mentioned a little bit of support for it. It might build over the next little while, Astralis.
We usually do see money for the horses that Joycey and Ray often often tip
with
early on.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't surprise me if we get less than $4 come closer to race time.
Righty-o. Let's move to race four at Canterbury, the ANZ Bloodstock News Handicap. Scratchings here, the 4 and the 12.
And Bombarding is at $12. Then we've got 13 for both Grimior and Elmo. Roosevelt is a $7.50 chance. Kylie is a very popular $1.65 favourite. Hibiscus Lady, 21. Our Dasher, 17. The Pharaoh, 34. Veta at $6. And Vincero is at $34. Kylie into $1.65 after being $1.70 earlier, but $2.20 prior to the scratchings. It's three times as popular as any of the other runners, and it accounts for over half the early investment.
Yeah, she's certainly not a $1.65 pop on the speed map, because she's drawn out. It's 1,100-metre start at Canterbury. There's a lot of speed drawn underneath her. But in saying that, the way she's gone at the trials, I still think she'll have the pace to at least get across and sit outside the leader, which could be Bombarding. And then you've got all those other horses sort of drawn in the middle, such as your Roosevelt, your Hibiscus Lady, our Dasher, the Pharaoh, that I think she'll be able to cross quite comfortably. So even though it looks pretty sticky on the map, Ray, I think after 150, 200 metres, she might be in a perfect spot.
Yeah, I think you've got that spot on there, Paul. We were talking about fringe carnival horses, and this is one of them, Kylie. I don't think there's any doubt she's probably got a couple of lengths on this field in ability, potential. She did start $2.60 in the Group 3 Hawkesbury Guineas at a last start and just went a bit too hard in front. Loved her trials. She's got that wide gate. She's a short price. She's the best horse in the race. You're just betting on her getting across and getting a nice run. If she does that, she wins. I've got a couple of these good each way odds, could run a good race. Two Grimoire and three El Mo, both first up from a spell. Grimoire has a pretty honest record, rarely too far away. Doesn't win very often, but you know, has a couple of, you know, ran second to Quackerjack back in April, has a win on a wet track. A couple of quiet trials. I thought he'll run a good race. El Mo hasn't had a public trial. Another honest horse, chased home Destiny's Own and Handspun in this sort of company at his last two runs from a spell. And he's one of these horses hoping to attract the attention of Kosciuszko ticket holders there. And number five, Roosevelt. I think I'll forgive him a little bit from his last run on a heavy track, although I thought he was a little disappointing. He had no luck here first up, so he can run well. But six, Kylie's is the horse to beat, Paul, from 2, 3, 5.
Yeah, agree again. 6, 10, 2, and 1. That's all about Kylie's here. She'll need to get across. If she gets caught 3, 4 wide without cover heading into the turn, you'll be in all sorts of strife. But, you know, I've made my case there for why I think she can get across. And she's got a high cruising speed and she's just flying at the trials. And I think she will progress to some sort of stakes races during the spring. Number 10, Vetter. I think the Blinkers first time shows a bit of intent from the stable here. He's had a couple of solid trials, in particular his last trial at Canterbury behind Enticing Star and Trekking, where he was a close-up fourth. So I think that trial form and the Blinkers first time is enough to say Vetter's going to run well here first up. 2, Grimoire. Speaking of strong trials, his last trial behind Fazika, I am excited for Hudakawa. I thought it was an encouraging trial because he blew the start, which he can do, and if he does that today under race conditions, he probably can't win. But if he happened to jump with them and was only 3 or 4 lengths off turning for home, he can certainly get involved in the money here at a good price. And the one Bombarding from that gate with James McDonald in the saddle, I do think he'll have the pace to jump and lead Kylie's, at least for the first couple of 100 metres. And if Karen McAvoy's happy to sit outside Bombarding, well, I think that'll be a massive result for Bombarding fans because it'll just drag him into the race that much longer. And he can certainly run a place. So I'm going 6, 10, 2, and 1.
Six also on top here for Darren Flindell. Kylie's to beat 3, 5, and 1. 6, 3, 5, and 1 in race 4. Race 5, the Tab Handicap here, Andrew. It's over the 1,250.
Here we have Dio Doro at $10. Electric Charlie, 17. Lilith at 10. Ever So Natural, 13. Quadriga, $4.20. Ruthless Agent, 21. Erno is our $2.30 favourite. Adonis Victorious at 26. Then we have Iso Rich at 16. Sedition, 8.50. And Not a Bad Idea at $41. Well, Erno, easily the most popular runner here, boys. It accounts for about 60 to 65% of the early money. And I can tell you it's holding four figures at this early stage. No other runner is holding four figures. So all Erno in the fifth.
Yeah, on the map, look, it's a little bit tricky for Erno fans. He's got speed, so he'll go forward, but there's a couple underneath him with pace, including Quadriga and Adonis Victorious. And then drawn outside Erno, you've got to look at horses like Iso Rich and to a lesser extent Sedition. So it could work out fine. He could find himself third one out, could find himself outside the leader, could find himself in front. So, I mean, it's not a bad map, but it's certainly not all roses if you're an Erno fan. But either way, I think there'll be genuine pace. A lovely start, the 12.50 at Canterbury. So it will give James McDonald time to get in. But interesting sort of map hit, a favourite, right?
For sure is. I'm going to go away from him. I think he's hard to beat. You can't really knock him. He's had four starts for 2 wins and 2 seconds. But I'm a little concerned on a couple of standpoints. But I'll go with number 5, Quadriga, who looks like getting that perfect run just behind them. Did win over this course first up, last preparation, beating Kawakini. Form after that was okay. You know, went down to Melbourne for a Group 2 race and then, you know, was competitive at this level in two others. Not a bad trial against open company, racing wide. And as I said, just gets that nice run. I don't think it'll miss a place. It's just a matter of whether the percentages work out with, you know, Erno's run. So 5 on top, 7 Erno. As we said, potentially the best horse in the race. I thought J-Mac probably got slightly outridden last start at Warwick Farm. He was just sort of sitting there and full recognition, zipped up on his outside and just out-toughed him in that little bit. I think Kim Moore's still got the blinkers up her sleeve to go on this horse. I think I'd probably be more confident if they were on in this race, but he can certainly still win. 10th edition probably should have beaten him last start, though. He got cut out of that race. He's going to need a little bit of luck from that wide barrier this time, but wouldn't surprise me if he's right there. And number six, Ruthless Agent, comes through an open class trial at Canterbury. Does tend to run well fresh, although probably second up is his best, usually. I don't think he's a winning chance, but he could certainly run a place. Five on top from 7, 10, and 6, Paul.
Yeah, I'm following your line of thinking here. 5, Quadriga, 5, 7, 3, 2. I thought that first up win last prep over this track and distance augurs well for a very similar race today, considering I thought he trialled really well behind Demerara Manicure and Redouble in a hot little heat there at the trial. And the fact that the Hawke stable sent him to a Group 2, second up last prep, shows where they sort of have this horse pegged, at least had him pegged at one stage. So I'm happy to gamble on him here with the run of the race, ahead of the 7 Erno, who gets a reasonably good run, but certainly not run of the race stuff. And it does worry me that Sedition should have beaten him home last start, because Sedition meets him better at the weights here. And I couldn't have Sedition in my top four. So that just has me a little bit nervous taking too short a quote about Erno. But a horse that's been in the Quinella 4 from 4, I certainly can't knock his honesty. The 3, Lilith, I thought she produced the goods there last start, ridden quietly. So a new tactic for her. And it worked wonders. She came from back. She stormed down the outside. She beat a horse called Oakfield Captain, who's since come out and won again. So with a quiet ride here and the potential for a bit of fireworks up front, she could be a knockout, as could number 2, Electric Charlie. He's first up from Victoria, Brock Ryan's claim. Lovely first up figures. He's been the Quinella 3 of 4 first up previously. And he is a Canterbury winner previously. So there could be a little sneaky go here from the Victorians. I'll go 5, 7, 3, and 2.
Yeah, John Ledger said to us this morning the horse is expected to run well, but he thinks certainly getting to 14 and 1,500 metres is where we'll see the best of Electric Charlie. Darren likes 7 Erno to beat 5, 9 and 3, 7, 5, 9 and 3 in race 6. By the way, did you guys have coffee yesterday, did you, after when you did all your tips, Ray and Paul? Were you just,
we certainly didn't.
We did catch up yesterday, though, didn't we? We did catch up yesterday. So,
So you did get together and discuss your tips.
Well, the only race, in our defence, the only race we discussed was Kylie's.
Okay.
So.
Righto. Oh, well,
That's true. That's true. Okay. We went on to other topics. We just don't talk about racing all the time, Andrew.
What'd you talk about, Paul? Go on. What'd you talk about?
We discussed movies, football. Okay. We have other interests outside of racing, but yeah. 90% of the conversation was racing.
Racing, of course it was. over coffee. Race 6, the Australian Turf Club Handicap. A few scratchings in this one this morning.
Yeah, that's right, Ben. So it has knocked the market around just a little bit. Rapido Chaparro is at $4.80. Great Glen at 31. Bijan Gold, 9. Fast Train, $6.50. Genoveva, $5.50, Akendrite, $3.80, Dashing Special, $23, Not a Bad Harada, $41, Misty Summer, $5, Kelvin Side, $23, Eden Vale, $41. There's been specking for runners at odds here. You know, like the likes of Great Glen has had some backing. Rapido Chaparro, prior to the scratchings, had some good support. But Fast Train is the most popular here, guys, and that's courtesy of a bet of $10,000 each way when it was at $9. So Fast Train, the most popular at this stage.
Yeah, speed in this race, Rapido Chaparro looks the leader. I would expect the Condrite to probably take the sit, although she could kick through. And then you're looking at horses such as Dashing Special, maybe Misty Summer Handy. But obviously with the scratching of a perfect rhyme, it's left Rapido Chaparro now as the only obvious leader, right?
It's unreal. Yeah, that's a bit of a bonus for me, I think, because I wound up with him on top. I know he's got 62, but I think he showed, you know, back to Sydney last start, he really served it up to the leader, which was Know-It-All Jack, in that race over a mile at Warwick Farm. And, well, yeah, Strike Rock sprinted through underneath him and dashed away, but Rapido Chaparro ran him back to, you know, a long neck or something like that at the end. So the step up to 1,900 metres is good. Look, he was beaten as a favourite, $3 favourite over this course back in January, but he's fourth up this time, off an excellent performance, gets a nice run up somewhere on the pace. I don't really mind if something leads him, if he's sitting outside the lead, but if he leads with Adam Hieronymus in the saddle, he'll give you a good sight. Akendrite, number 8. I agree with Paul. I think they'll probably just tuck in behind the speed. I don't think she was completely suited to leading last start at Warwick Farm, which was a month ago. But she's always looked like a horse that would appreciate, you know, getting out beyond a mile, and this is the first time she's done that. Next best, number 7, Genoveffa. She's coming through the grades pretty well at the moment with a couple of nice wins at Kembla and Hawkesbury. Obviously, this is a step up in class, but she's got Barrier 1 and informed Tommy Berry, and certainly a winnable race. Next best, I'll put in number 14, Misty Summer, because I really don't know how to line her up. She's only had the two starts. Last start, she led all the way to win it at Gosford. Over a mile, beating Dealbreaker, which is probably not a great rap, but she's certainly a horse on the way up. There's plenty of others here that could trouble those numbers, Paul, but 1, 8, 7 and 14 from me.
Yeah, funny enough, we do have the same first four boxed. So I've gone 7, 14, 1 and 8. I'm with the 7, Genoveffa on top. I think 5.50 is a good little each-way price. From Barrier 1, she gets all the favours in transit. She's put two wins together, which you don't often see these stayers do. And I know they've been at the provincials, but I like the way she's been attacking the line. So I think the 1900 won't be an issue for her. It is her first go at the trip. She won over 1800 last start. And when you look at her good track stats, they're certainly superior to her soft and heavy track figures. So there's a lot in her favour today to suggest she can handle the step up to city grade. 14 Misty Summer. I'm really keen to see her in the yard. She's a well-bred Dundeal mare. Chris Waller trained. I like the way she picked up and charged through the line there at Gosford last start. Didn't beat anything, but I just like the way she went about her business. It's only her second start. So here she is, third start into a benchmark 70 in town. It's a big ask, and I'm just keen to see her because I think she might have a bit of class, this mare. Number one, Rapido Shaparo. He should get the favours in front. Can be a little bit hit and miss at times, but if he's on song, he'll take some catching. And the 8 Akin Drive, well, she's very consistent, but she seems to lack a real killer punch to me from what I've seen of her. She tends to let others catch up to her, and then she sort of gets going again, which is a bit of a worry when you want them to win. So I'll go 7, 14, 1 and 8.
Darren goes 5 to beat 7, 6 and 14. 5, 7, 6 and 14 for Darren in race 6. The last here, the ATC Members Tours.
We've got the Cartoonist at $16. Flying Piero is at 10, The Bald Eagle, $9.50, Beaufort Park, $3.60, Johnny Vinco at 10, Obelos at 9, Fastnet Cyclone, $41, Great Danger, $7.50, Waking Moment, $4.40, Paolo Pace is an $8 chance. One of the more open races of the program, guys. The Bald Eagle has had some each-way support this morning, as has Obelos, and they're both at $9 and $9.50. Beaufort Park, probably the most notable mover since 9 a.m., $4.20 into that $3.60 quote. And Waking Moment, they've backed this horse its last few starts, hasn't been able to get the cash. Is today the day? Well, it's $5.50 into $4.40.
Yeah, speed in the last. I think the Bald Eagle led throughout to win last start. So from Barrier 1, probably finds the front. I think Beaufort Park could be ridden a bit closer to the action this time. Great Danger's drawn out, probably has to go forward. And Paulo Pace was close up last start as well. So there are your four on paces. I think the Cartoonist and Obelos won't be far away. So I think we've got a genuine 15.50 in the last, right?
Yeah, it looks that way. Andrew would be polishing up that statue of Waking Moment if she gets beat today. Look, I was confident Beaufort Park was an each-way bet to nothing yesterday when he was $5. He's a lot shorter than that now, but I have to have him on top. He's a horse on the way up. He's coming off an excellent performance last start, I thought, at Warwick Farm, hitting the line nicely behind Cuba and Lifetime Quest, who were 1-2 the whole way. And he had good support there on that occasion. Look, I think he's going up to 15.50, no problem. He can race handy. He's led once and won. I don't think he'll lead, but he certainly looks to be placed to get every possible chance. Number 6, Johnny Vinco, is the horse I want to keep an eye on from a betting perspective. John O'Shea's got this horse now. He's more of a staying type first up. A couple of nice trials, particularly the second one behind Mr. Seawolf, where he just trucked to the line under a nice hold. John O'Shea's pulled all the gear off him. He's drawn nicely. He's got James McDonald. If there's any support for him, I think you want to be jumping on him or throwing him in the exotics. To the Cartoonist, he runs well in this kind of race every now and then, and he's drawn to get that nice run just behind them. And for the Bald Eagle, comes off a gritty win there last start, and he'll probably give you a good sight again. I think 5 Beaufort Park is the horse to beat from 6, 2, and 4, Paul.
Yes, 5, 3, 6, 4, Beaufort Park for all the reasons you've already covered. If you're doing any replays, just have a look at that last start at Warwick Farm and just pause the tape at about the 500-metre mark, because nothing changed position from that spot to the winning post. Cuba led Lifetime Quest. The fourth and third and fourth horses ended up finishing fourth and fifth. So the only horse that made any ground in that race was Beaufort Park, and he came from midfield to grab third. So it was really against the trend of that race, which is rare to find. And when you find them, you generally want to back them. And it's no surprise the punters have kept coming for Beaufort Park, because there's no reason for him to get back to midfield today out of the 15.50 third up. And I think he looks one of the best bets on the card. Number 3, Flying Piero. He's the sort of horse that will sit out the back. He runs the 15.50 here at Canterbury really well. And if they overdo it up front and he gets the brakes, he'll be rocketing home at the business end. The 6, Johnny Vinco. I'll be keeping an eye on any betting moves around him. I'm expecting a bit of a go for him from what I've seen at his 2 trials. First start, new stable. Maybe needs further, but 15.50 first up looks as though there's a bit of a plan there. And number 4, the Bald Eagle. I think he's limited, but in saying that, he's won 2 of his last 3. And when you get out in front and you don't lie down, it's amazing how many races you can pick up. So I'll go 5, 3, 6, and 4 in the last.
Darren Flindell likes 12, Waking Moment, to beat 5, 4 and 13. 12, 5, 4 and 13 in the last. Well, that just confirms to me that I think there's only been, has there been 1 or 2 races only that you boys haven't been together?
Yeah, I think the first and maybe 6. The 6th.
Yeah.
But that just means we're just going to have a big winning day, Andrew.
Well, let's hope so. Let's hope it's not a moz that we haven't mozzed ourselves here. Ray, what about your best today?
My best is race 3, number 10, Astralis, Andrew. I'm pretty keen on this filly to atone for that luckless defeat on debut.
Okay.
That'll just do me.
And I should mention, this time next week, we're starting a brand new morning format that will kick in on Tuesday. And on Wednesdays, we are, with that, having plenty on New South Wales racing at 10 o'clock every Wednesday. Bensley will be finishing right on 10, I guarantee you, from next week. And at 10 o'clock every Wednesday, Paul Joyce will be joining us with his 30-minute preview. And then Ray will join us on the whip around at 11 o'clock. It'll be Monday to Friday at 11 o'clock every morning, giving you all the full pictures of the best bets for all of the meetings through the afternoon and evening. And that will just give you a 30-minute picture. Everyone's busy these days, and you'll be able to grab it. So that's where Ray will join us every Wednesday from next week. Good on you, Ray. Enjoy today.
Sounds good. Thanks, Andrew. Good luck,
Paul. Thanks, mate. Ray Hickson there. Paul, your best?
Yeah, look, it's extremely short. Race 4, number 6, Kylie. But it is the first leg of the quaddy, so maybe just anchor Kylie in the quaddy, and then you can go a bit wide in those last 3 races, because they are open affairs. So even if we get a short price home winner in the first, Andrew, we could get a good dividend come the last. So that's the way I'll be playing the quaddy today. She's my best bet.
Righty-o, mate. So that's race 4, number 6. And you'll be in the yard as well with the late mail. Any changes through the afternoon and the pattern, the way the race, the track is running with the rail in the truth. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Yep, pleasure. Looking forward to it. Thanks.
Good on you, Paul Joyce there. So as I say, a brand new morning format kicks in on Tuesday. With Racing HQ's news hour between 9 and 10. Then at 10 o'clock, our New South Wales previews. If there's 2 New South Wales meetings, they'll be back-to-back from 10 o'clock. And then at 10.30, it'll be on the pace and going greyhounds. And then the whip around from 11 o'clock. It all starts on Tuesday. Andrew, you better give us the best mover as it stands right now.
As I said, 3.20 when the market first opened. Today, 2.40 into $2.30. So we'll make it the best mover at Canterbury so far. And keep an eye on the website, Benz, because the boys, Timmy Ryan and his team, are opening the markets for Saturday as we speak. Already up on the Scirocco, Run to the Rose, and Theo Marks.